Good morning. Another brisk and chilly start to the day, especially for the middle of April across interior New York and New England, as many locations are starting out in the 20s and lower 30s. But with that wind at times gusting to 15 miles per hour, it feels like it's in the teens and 20s to start the day. A few leftover flurries and scattered snow showers have been drifting around overnight, but little accumulation early this morning, if any at all. Instead, we'll have that brisk northwest breeze persist through the morning commute and into the afternoon. Skies will be partly sunny to mostly cloudy, and with that wind, high temperatures will only manage to get into the middle 40s on average. High pressure will build in behind the departing trough of low pressure tonight. Skies will clear out. It'll remain a bit blustery, especially through the evening, and lows will go back down toward the 30-degree mark. This will set us up for a nice dry and seasonably cool but pleasant weekend. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds. Still a bit brisk tomorrow, but highs will bump up into the lower 50s, and with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, we'll reach into the upper 50s. After that high pressure center crests over top of us through the weekend, it'll begin to slide off the East Coast early next week. Around the backside of the high, we'll pick up a south wind flow, and this will help push temperatures into the lower 60s on Monday with mostly sunny skies. Skies will stay sunny for the better part of the day on Tuesday, helping it reach into the mid-60s before some clouds start to head our way from the next system. Right now, it looks like a trough of low pressure through the Great Lakes will combine with a low pressure center off the eastern seaboard and produce mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers on Wednesday. And it looks like these showers will linger into Thursday with highs both days back down into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over the central and southern Rockies will slowly move to the southern high plains into the weekend. The system will produce lower elevation rain and snow showers over the central Rockies and Great Basin. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Colorado Rockies for as much as 10 to 15 inches of snow, with localized amounts of up to 18 inches. Meanwhile, the combination of strong winds and very low humidity will lead to critical to extremely critical fire weather conditions over portions of the southern plains and desert southwest today. The potential exists for explosive wildfire growth given ignition. And heavy rain and flash flooding can be expected over the Hawaiian Islands, where flash flood watches remain in effect. The islands have had numerous bouts of heavy rain for the better part of the past week, and saturated ground could quickly result in flooding problems. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 10 above zero, with a northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 22, 69% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer is reading 30.06 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Safford, Arizona, to a low of 6 at Stambaugh, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 44 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 39, that's 10 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday as a trace of snow, 2.4 inches of snow for the month, which is a half inch above normal, and 77.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.5 inches above normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 525. That's 155 heating degree days above normal, and 6,018 heating degree days for the season, which is 225 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 39. The record high, 93, set in 1941. And the record low, 19, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:43 p.m. 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with a passing rain or snow shower and highs in the upper 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered rain or snow shower and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today, breezy with a passing rain or snow shower and highs in the middle 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with a passing rain or snow shower and highs in the middle 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Sunday. Mostly sunny Monday, lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds by the end of the day Tuesday, staying dry and milder in the mid-60s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers both Wednesday and Thursday, with highs back into the middle and upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.